Every 10 years, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks goes back to the drawing board to look at fees, license costs, and its budget. Administrator of Communication and Education Ron Ausheim says FWP typically requests fee increases from the legislature at these times. Ausheim says without a fee increase, redirected funding, or budget cuts, the agency is facing a $5.7 million shortfall by the end of 2017.
It takes about a year and a half following legislative action, assuming they do approve some changes, to actually start seeing the revenue. That's why we're doing this now. We're solid through 2017 because of some budget cuts and some additional federal funding that we use to replace license dollars. We just aren't in good shape after 2017. That's why we're going to the people now.
Ausheim says 65% to 70% of the department's revenue comes from hunting and fishing license fees, almost two-thirds of that from non-residents. $300,000 of general fund money goes to FWP, earmarked for aquatic invasive species programs, and the rest comes from excise taxes. He says from this budget, FWP is handling everything from hatcheries to enforcement to the cost of gasoline.
We've got issues with endangered wildlife, endangered fish. We've got issues with gas prices. I mean, it's kind of all over the place, and there are sometimes some of these responsibilities are added by the legislative body, and many of them are, and that's how the system works. It just takes money to operate.
The state director of FWP put together the Licensing and Funding Advisory Council at the request of the governor. The council came up with a series of recommendations after looking at the fee structure for the past 8 months. In a nutshell, it came up with the creation of a $10 base hunting license you would buy before any other licenses like elk or deer. Second, general fishing license costs would increase from $18 to $24. Third, Ausheim says it recommended standardizing discounted youth, disabled, and senior licenses at 50% of the cost of the general license, and increasing the age for seniors from 62 to 67 years old. Finally, the committee recommends the state look at additional revenue options outside hunting and angling licenses.
All Montanans and visitors benefit from the management activities associated with this agency, and they're funded largely by people who purchase hunting and fishing licenses. And those that who do not purchase a license, they benefit in other ways, and they also have some impact on management. The group said, hey, let's take a look. They didn't make any recommendations. They said, hey, our charge was licensing. We do think, though, that that needs to be addressed.
Ausheim says the committee was made up of people representing various fishing, hunting, business, and government interests.
These are recommendations of a private citizen group advisory council that was appointed. All we did was provide information.
None of these recommended changes would go into effect until 2016. FWP is holding a series of public meetings about the recommendations across the state through the month of May. The first is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Doubletree in Missoula. A complete list is available on our website. The meetings are informational and provide a chance for the public to comment on the potential changes. From there, FWP will make a recommendation to the governor and the Environmental Quality Council, and legislation could be introduced into the next session. Katrin Fright reporting from the Flathead.